This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
We're crossing healthcare campus visiting with Stephanie Gagnon, who is a behavioral health counselor and behavioral health manager. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I understand the counselor part. What does a manager do?
So I manage the recovery services across the street from the main clinic. So I'm actually working with all of the behavioral health staff in that building, help train them, make sure they're working with our patients effectively.
Well, first of all, you guys do an amazing job here. It's an incredible campus that I wish more people could see what happens here on a day-to-day basis, and we've been really blessed, and a lot of communities would love to have what we have here, and you provide such great service to people, and it's not a matter of how much money you have. Everybody gets that quality care.
Yes.
So we're talking today, though, specifically about mental health, and mental health is such a gigantic umbrella of a topic. I mean, it can be, you know, what an individual is going through. It can be what a family is going through. It can be what someone's mental health means to someone else. It could be a whole community, a school system. I mean, we have a lot of definitions, and 3 years of COVID have intensified that by I don't know what factor, but by a lot.
Yes.
So we want to talk about self-esteem today, both from a kid's perspective, but also an adult's perspective. Mm-hmm. We've had conversations about, you know, modeling and you know, at what age they start to record everything and sort of put away those bricks about what life means and what's important or what's not important. When does self-esteem start for a child? I mean, at what age?
I mean, I think it can start really early on. Kind of depends on, I mean, their environment affects a person's self-esteem a whole lot. So the things that we're absorbing as children automatically start shaping who we are from a very, very young age.
So whether that child is able to process that at the moment does not mean that it's having impact for the future.
Correct. Like, we know that kids start seeing the differences between themselves by race and things like that as young as 3 years old or younger sometimes. So that stuff can develop very early before they really even understand how it's shaping and changing the way they perceive things.
Okay, so, you know, we have a very kind of old-fashioned way of doing things, right? I mean, we're not that old as a country, but it's like, here's what's appropriate for preschool, and here's what's appropriate for kindergarten, and we get into grade school. And there's a whole contingency of parents that want to keep their kids as long as possible. What I'm hearing over and over is having that honest relationship with your child, starting at the beginning, is going to clear a lot of pathways for you down the road, pay dividends.
Yes.
Without robbing them of their childhood.
Absolutely.
All right, so when, walk me through kind of like we think about kindergartners, we think about grade school, we think about junior high, those steps along the way about self-esteem, mm-hmm. how much of that is internally driven, how much is driven by the parents, how much of that is driven by the environment, mm-hmm. you know, in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Early on, a lot of it is external, right? So it's not so much the child developing their own self-esteem. Their self-esteem is often dictated by the world around them, whether that's parents, peers, what have you. And as we kind of work through the different phases of childhood development, it starts off being parents first, because they're the first people a child has around them to kind of model and absorb from. The second person ends up being peers, because we want to be accepted. We're wired for connection. And so having a group of peers who can relate to us, who like us for who we are, whatever that means to us, kind of shapes how we define ourselves. At some point, though, we have to start developing self-esteem for ourselves. And what often is the problem for children is that they get so stuck on taking the self-esteem that they're provided from other people that they don't learn how to cultivate it on their own and take pride in their own successes without somebody else validating them for it, if that makes sense.
It's incredibly complicated. I mean, because, you know, I don't know what the studies are, but I mean, you know, all the way up to maybe 25 years old, I mean, your brain's still developing, you're still learning. Some people get in their 50s and still haven't learned. So, I mean, it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I think it's almost a terrifying concept that I think people wouldn't have families if they really understood just how complex this of raising
Agreed.
This child. You know, I think they go into it with not any reckless behavior, it's just the joy of wanting to build a family. And if they knew what was coming down the road, they might think twice, because it's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what about self-esteem in parents? You know, I know, you know, our guy was a band guy and a robotics Lego guy and not a sports kid. And I see mm-hmm. other parents trying to pressure kids that maybe aren't sports kids into sports. And I'm sure you find that in all areas.
Oh, yeah.
But parents, through their own self-esteem, trying to dictate self-esteem in a kid by pushing them into things that maybe they don't want to be in, because you're doing that about you, not about them.
Yes. And I think there's a couple of avenues that can go. So like one can be, this was an area that was hard for me as a child, and so I want to spare you from that. So I'm going to help guide you so you don't have to suffer that, right? So,
and that's good intent.
It is, yeah. Absolutely. Most, I would say the majority of parents have really great intentions. We're naive, like you were saying. We're naive, so we don't know, and we don't know what we don't know. And it's not like we're getting classes on how to parent and develop young humans. The other side of that being, if we place our own self-esteem on being a parent to where our child's successes define our success, which isn't true or fair, because then it puts all of this pressure on our kid to live up to a certain expectation so that we feel okay about ourselves as parents. Yeah.
All of those dynamics, you know, and then it's hard to, you know, you're seeing failure, you know, what you may perceive as failure at an adult level, all of that tied into self-esteem, mm-hmm. and the way somebody feels when something like that happens in their life.
Yes.
Or as Charmaine was telling us about modeling, you know, how can you be conscious of all that? Sometimes you're just human and you react in a way humans react, and kids are going to see that.
Yeah, and I think that that's part of the human condition. It's normal for us to not constantly be sitting there and self-analyzing, but I think taking time each day to pause and do that can be really beneficial for ourselves and for our kids if we are parents, because it gives us that chance to kind of self-reflect and see, because what we were just mentioning, Charmaine bringing up the modeling, and so we might be going through depression and not even realize we're depressed. But our affect and our behaviors, our kids can pick up on that stuff really easily. And so they might know we're acting different and think that they're doing something wrong, when really we're upset about a whole other situation and they have no idea.
But they're not, the nuance isn't there for them.
Correct, yeah.
What about specifically, you know, kids who really struggle with self-esteem and confidence,
mm-hmm.
Versus kids who maybe are a little too much the other way, you know, that, it, you know, confidence comes easier to them, you know, mm-hmm. they don't mind getting up in front of other kids. You know, how do you work with both of those?
Okay, can you be more specific about working with
a
parent perspective?
Building self-esteem and making sure, from a parent's perspective, yes.
Okay.
You know, this kid needs some more self-esteem. This kid, we want to make sure it's not too much. you know, yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming, and then you probably, if you, you know, have a household, you may have three or four things in between that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's start on the end of where a kid really, for whatever reason, is struggling with mm-hmm. self-confidence, with self-esteem.
Conversations, really intentional conversations, are going to be important with that child. And that can start from a very young age, even 5 years old, because that's when they're, you know, in kindergarten. So they're starting to develop their own skills and do things outside of you. So that can be huge, having the conversations with them. They bring home a picture and they're really excited about it. And instead of being like, oh, that's beautiful. I love all the, like, asking them, what do you like about that? Making the conversation more about them, helping them recenter themselves in the middle. Because what happens often is young children who struggle with self-esteem are always focused on making sure everybody else feels happy and is proud of them. So if we can find a way to start having those conversations where it's more about, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about making that winning shot at the basketball game? How do you feel about how the coach talked to you after that situation? What could we do differently? Having those kinds of healthy conversations can really make a huge difference for a kid who struggles with self-esteem.
All right, so getting them to invest in themselves.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, and on the other side of that scenario, I'd see parents being reluctant about, well, you know, our child's pretty good. He's doing pretty well. She's doing, you know, I don't want to bring their confidence down, but mm-hmm. maybe they're too confident mm-hmm. at this stage of the game.
Mm-hmm. I think we have to temper what too confident means a little bit too, right? I think if we're saying they're a poor sport, like that's a whole thing
sure.
on its own, right? And so it's, let's when we hit a certain age, then we can start thinking about things from another person's perspective. So kindergarten, they're
probably
not really thinking about that yet. But as they get older, probably junior high age, middle school age, they're starting to have that time where they can put themselves in another person's shoes and really think, okay, how would I feel if somebody did that to me? So like, let's say it was a sports situation and they made the game-winning touchdown and did a celebratory dance in the face of their opponent. Okay, after that game, having a conversation with them of, well, how do you think that made that person, how would you feel if that was you? To kind of help them reframe things from a different perspective.
Okay, and then for the in-betweens, I mean, that's where most of life is, right? You know, being quiet as a kid doesn't necessarily mean they're not going to have self-esteem. I mean, it takes a while. So those middle of the road, you know, situations, just watch it. Help when you can. I mean, what's the best advice?
I think it's still just conversations. I think a lot of times kids, especially today, where parents are so busy, most families are dual income households or single parents, we're not having those intentional periods of time where we're sitting down with our kids and having conversations with them and listening. Like, we're talking to them to get to the point, to get whatever we need to done, but we're not sitting there to understand them as a person or to value necessarily what exactly it is they're trying to tell us. And so if we can take that time to intentionally pause and hear them, it doesn't matter where they are in that gradation between low self-esteem and high self-esteem, it gives them the opportunity to feel their worth as a person.
Just getting them to invest in themselves from the beginning.
Exactly, yeah.
Stephanie, we really appreciate it. Thank you for the great advice. I know parents out there can use all they can get right now.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.